This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What do you make of this? And let's start with the premise. The premise is that, and I don't know if this was like Vegas numbers or these were bet ESPN numbers. Maybe it's all kind of the same thing.
It was ESPN's little
analytics.
Yeah,
they're gambling analytics has the 49ers as the third most likely team in the NFC to make the playoffs. Just playoff odds, third most likely. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like the Niners are more likely to make the playoffs than the Green Bay Packers. They're more likely to make the playoffs than the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
More likely than the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Sure.
Okay.
Who are first and second in the NFC?
Eagles and Lions.
Okay.
Okay. Niners are third.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me.
Interesting.
Yes. You've got the easiest schedule in football.
Good point.
And you have a team that I still think is pretty talented. And you lost some guys, certainly, but you've got one, two, three, I believe, Hall of Famers on offense. Trent Williams is a lock. Christian McCaffrey, I think he's a pretty solid bid. And George Kittle, for me, is a lock to be a Hall of Famer.
You misspelled Brock Purdy. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, he's not a Hall of Famer.
I know,
but I was going to get to that. You got a $53 million a year quarterback who I do think is good. You've got a Hall of Fame linebacker on the other side, and you've got one of the best coaches in all of football. So, yeah, and if you look at the Vegas over-under win total, I believe it's 10.5.
Yeah, take the over on that.
Right, so...
I take the over on that.
And if you get to 11-6, you're probably going to be a playoff team.
Okay, so I wonder how this kind of feels to people. And Grandy's back, and what did you say to us yesterday? Something about how the offseason has run suddenly has you feeling better about things. What was the statement you made?
I feel like generally their offseason, the moves are like done.
Okay.
And the news breaking stuff is done. So I feel like generally we know who the Niners are going to be. And considering how I felt like 2 weeks into free agency, I feel a whole lot better about how things played out than I thought I would.
Why?
Something to be said for just not having any drama and going into a season knowing that you're going to have a straightforward offseason and you're going to have the entire team around for the entire summer.
I got so many questions on defense. Like, I love Robert Saleh, or as TJ Houshman Saleh likes to call him, Saleh. I love Robert Saleh. I trust Robert Saleh. Fred Warner is the captain of the defense. But there are so many things right now that I think that we're deciding are good, and we have no idea if they're good. Like, I know everyone's like, Michael Williams is going to be the rookie of the year. Okay, so that's zero snaps so far as an NFL player.
Yeah, so far.
I have no idea what's going on there. I don't know who is taking over as sort of Fred Warner's linebacker running mate. I don't know. You know, is that Dee Winters? Is that Nick Martin? I have no idea. I feel like the most underreported thing that's ever happened in the history of Niner football is this Malik Mustafa injury. I don't know who's playing safety for the 49ers this year. Hufanga left. Mustafa is hurt. And I thought Jair Brown was really disappointing last year. Now, I'm not saying they won't have answers. I'm saying I don't know how we can all predict right now that they're going to be good answers. There's just questions everywhere. There's questions everywhere on the defensive side of the football. So that's kind of the baseline of a conversation that happened today on Get Up on ESPN. The voices you'll hear are that of Greeny and then Louis Riddick is the analyst. And listen to what they have to say.
Our FPI has the 49ers with an over 62% chance to make the playoffs. You're saying, what does that mean? It means they have the third best chance of any team in the NFC behind only the Eagles and the Lions. It's telling us they are the best team in the NFC West. Lewis, are you buying that?
No, I'm not. Look, this situation here worries me because, one, let's just start on the offensive side of the football. And let's talk about this offensive line, which along with the defensive line has been a hallmark of this organization. It's really set the tone in terms of the way that they like to play. What will that unit look like? Okay. Number two, what will Christian McCaffrey's availability look like in terms of his durability? Is it ever going to be where they really need it to be? Is he going to be a 16, 17 game player? And on the defensive side, Greeny, they're trying to revamp everything up front with the drafting of all the youth that they did this year to kind of give Robert Saleh, their new defensive coordinator, their old defensive coordinator, now new defensive coordinator, some guys to really work with once again. And the Rams are legit in the West. The NFC's stacked. I just don't know how they're not going to win the division. How do they get in as a wild card considering all the strength that exists in the North and in the East overall with all the improvements those teams have made?
I mean, I think the point that you just made is the number one rebuttal to what Louis Riddick is saying. I agree with him with regard to, God, I got all kinds of questions. All kinds of questions. But then all you have to do is pick up one of those magnet schedules.
Mm.
Stick that sucker on your fridge and stare at it and try to find how in the hell this season's going to go awry. Like, it's a football season, so sure, there can be major injuries or what have you. But stare at that schedule and tell me where this thing is going to go south. Meantime, he points, oh, the Rams. The Rams are legit. You mean the team that has to go to Philadelphia? They have to go to Baltimore. They've got to handle the Detroit Lions. These teams are all on the Rams schedule this year.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Not on the Niners. Not on the Niners. The Niners replace all of those with Jacksonville.
The Giants.
The Giants. The Giants.
The Browns.
The Browns. I mean, that's who the Niners are playing every single damn week. They're no good teams. I mean, you have to play the Rams. You have to play the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's it. So, I don't know, man. Maybe that's a little bit too simplistic. But to me, the white knight for the 49ers this year is there's just not that many good teams on their schedule.
Agreed. And Lewis is right when he talks about the NFC North and the 49ers play the Bears from the NFC North, fourth placed. And he talks about the NFC East. The Niners play the Giants, fourth place, in that very division. So of the other teams that you're going to have to contend with, it's not that difficult. You've got the AFC South and you've got the NFC South as your two crossovers.
Yep.
And additionally, last year they had the worst rest disparity in, I think, 10 years, and they had the worst in the league. This year, I think they're fourth or fifth best. They have a lot of rest, and they've got a schedule stack, I think, that is very favorable. Just looking at games that could be tough spots, and, you know, I like to say schedule losses.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The one that stands out is week 13 at Cleveland.
I knew that's the one you'd pick.
It's a short week.
Yep.
and it's the last game before your bye.
Yep.
Those tend to be difficult spots. It'll be the 13th game in 13 weeks.
Right, 13 games in a row. That's a very late bye.
Right.
They play Monday night here against the Panthers prior to that. That's Thanksgiving weekend, right? It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So that's always a weird week. Like, I don't know how the 49ers are going to handle that. They play on Monday night. You got to get your butt out to Cleveland for a Sunday game. The holiday is in there. The bye week, it just feels a little bit like senioritis, especially, let's say, in those first 12 games. Let's say it goes well. Let's say you're 8-4 and you're going into week 13. Do you kind of just, I don't know, do you not bring your best stuff out there? I could see that. I see where you're going, and I have no idea who the Browns are going to be because they got 8 quarterbacks, and I don't know which one of them is going to play. But yeah, I could see that. And then they get a week off followed by a home game against the team that had the number one overall pick in the draft. The Tennessee Titans come here the following week. So, yeah, do you get caught napping a little bit there? It's also November 30th in Cleveland. That could be one of those famous Brock Purdy, it's cold and wet and I can't hold the ball games. Sure, I can see that one, but hard for me to believe that that's going to crater them. So I don't know, man. I wonder, and what if we put the 888-957-9570, as Grandy kind of puts it, the offseason, as far as the big items, it's over. It's over. The contracts have all been signed. The players have been signed. The players have been picked. Dibs likes the pick.
I like the player.
And he likes the player. So, okay. You think they're going to be good or not? And I've got all kinds of questions position to position. But my only question that I don't have is whether or not they can handle this schedule. Because literally their coach, their structure, and the players they have on offense, it should be enough to win most of these games.
Should be.
It should be.
As long as you get, you know, most health, like regular mm-hmm. health, nothing is too much of a calamity. The only other schedule one that looks to be tough is week 5 against the Rams. You're both on a short week. The Rams are home on the Sunday. It's your Thursday night game. Divisional game, so that one sticks out as the only other sticky one just because, you know, you're having to travel.
Yeah.
And the previous week, you're here, so it's not a rugged travel spot.
Previous 2 weeks, you're
right
here.
But it's, you know, double short week, and the road team has a tougher time on the short week Thursday night game traditionally.
I'm sorry, who's the road team in that game?
Well, the Niners, logistically, they're going to be the ones that actually have to travel.
Geographically, they will be the road team.
Right.
They will not be the road team in that building.
Probably not. I mean, crowd noise, like, he had to go to a silent count. That was, was crazy.
Thursday night football, week 5, everybody listening to us is going to be there. Literally everyone listening to us is going to be at that game.
October 2nd, get your tickets now.
Oh, my God.
Yep. P.S. Wear red.
Everyone is going to be at that game.
Yeah.
We should probably be at that game.
Might as well, you know, head
you
on down.
It was October 2nd?
Yep.
All right.
10-2-25.
Okay.
That's the game.
All right.
If I look at what could possibly, quote unquote, go wrong, one thing you mentioned is the defense where, you know, Greenlaw's gone. Mustafa's probably going to miss the majority of the year, and you have all new guys up on the defensive line. Robert Saleh being here gives me a lot of confidence that the defense will be better, but you're asking for a lot of new players and replacements to come in and play well. And the other one that still has me troubled is the wide receiver room, and I'm just not sold that that group is NFL quality at this point.
I hear you, and I wonder about the Niners adding another player there. There was that report a few weeks ago that they brought Gabe Davis in for a workout. I could wrap my head around someone like that. It's just that the name that I hear all the time is Amari Cooper. Oh, the Niners were interested in him in the past, and he's still sitting out there, and so you could probably get him for cheaper than maybe traditionally what you'd get a player like that for. I understand all of those things. I'm just trying to figure out if you bring in a big name wide receiver and then everything kind of goes the way you think it's going to go, what are you doing with him by week 5? Let's say you sign Amari Cooper and then DeMarcus Robinson goes through whatever he goes through. Does he get suspended for a couple of games? Fine. He's there by week 3. Brandon Ayuk comes off the PUP list. He's ready to go by week five. You've also got Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. George Kittle's out at Bottle Rock talking up Jacob Cowing. And then there's other young players that are at least in this mix. Suddenly they like Tariq Owens. They drafted a receiver. They've got a bunch of bodies there, and I almost feel like those lesser players that don't have a lot of expectations probably fit better because the opening they have is a short one, in theory.
Potentially.
It's a short one. They don't need to go get a guy who's going to be a centerpiece of the offense.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I get that. And if you're going to bring in Amari Cooper, you're not going to give him a 3-year deal. It would be a 1-year deal, and it would be somewhat affordable. I don't know if Amari Cooper is going to get a $10 million contract for 1 year. I don't know what he's going to get. Yeah. So, and DeMarcus Robinson, I don't look at him as a one. I look at your wide receiver room right now, and you've got twos, threes, and fours. And Ricky Pearsall could step up be the guy.
He had two first-round draft picks in that room.
Right. One guy played half a year because he got shot, right, and the other guy's never played a snap in his life.
No. Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, the other first-round pick. Brandon Ayuk. Not really in the room.
No, well,
and
I mean, he's in the room. He's just limping.
He's allowed to be. Right. And if you look at his return to play could be anywhere between, you know, probably week 4 and week 11. We don't know when he's going to
Week 11 feels
return.
A little hot, but I hear you. Well, you don't know.
I was doing
we don't
math
know.
On when you have those two surgeries, it's 305 days is the average on return to play, which would put it from surgery date to week 3. Now, if it's ahead of schedule, he'd be ready in August. If it's behind schedule, we're looking at week 11. And the range, the plus or minus, is about 50 days.
Yeah, it's probably huge.
It's 50
huge.
Days.
But I think right now, based on what Mayoko was saying yesterday, he's probably a pup list guy. That leaves him out for the first 4 games if you play it that way. That's probably also taking a conservative approach. And then there's always the ramp up and blah, blah, blah. Like, are we leaning completely on Brandon right when he comes back? No. Like, I honestly think what they would like to have happen is for Ricky Pearsall to take the lead dog role.
Yeah.
We know what Juwan Jennings can do. He is much more of a Swiss Army knife than I realized. So he can play a lot of different positions and he'll have a presence. And then Brandon can work his way back in. And then there's all these other people that we threw in. You know, DeMarcus Robinson, that's a good wide receiver. If you're asking for him to be your 3 or your 4, that's a really good player. And he's going to be back by week 3. And then there's Cowing and other rookies. And, you know, so Gabe Davis, that makes sense to me. I think that would be great. That makes a lot of sense because that's someone that you can tuck into a lot of different roles. Fancy Pants, Amari Cooper, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how fancy that is anymore.
It's a pretty fancy name. It's a fancy name. You know, that was a big trade deadline acquisition last year, and then he was largely hurt. But I just think if you bring him in, there's a very high likelihood that he becomes disgruntled pretty quick because I don't know what role is actually there for whoever comes in.
It's possible. And, you know, if you're looking at the bottom of the depth chart, Jacob Cowing, you drafted him. You would like him to be somebody who actually gets the ball thrown to this year because last year he was behind schedule and he was hurt. And so he never really got to blossom as a receiver. The other piece of it that kind of bolsters your take is the reality that you don't use more than 3 wide receivers ever.
Exactly.
You do a ton of 21 personnel, 2 running backs, and 1 tight end, which means you have 2 receivers a lot of the time. Because Juszczyk played, last year I think he played about 40% of the snaps, which means if he's out there, you don't have 3 wide receivers. So a lot of times when you go 3 wide receivers, that's about it. You don't go 4 wide, and you never go 5 wide. Because then that means there's no Kittle and there's no McCaffrey.
Pearsall, man.
I mean, you'd like
it's
to see it.
It's going
to
be a Pearsall year. That's my gut. It's going
to
be
You already said that you think it's going to be Purdy to Pearsall is going to be the new thing.
I do. I think that's going to be a really, really big thing this year, even when Brandon comes back. I absolutely feel that way. Let's go to Kevin in Oakland. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, guys. Just want to kind of piggyback on what you said about Purdy to Pearsall. I think that's going to be a big thing this year, too, because, I mean, Pearsall finished really strong last year with Ayuk being out, for a significant amount of time this coming season. Pierce Hall is going to be stepping up big time. I think they invested a first rounder in him, so no question he's going to step up. But to earlier, you're talking about, you know, what are we going to expect from the Niners this year, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
They got a weak schedule. Weak schedule. You know, we lost a significant amount of guys in the offseason. Yes, we got a lot of question marks coming in with the new talent, with the, you know, young talent coming in, but we still have our core guys. You know, we've got Bosa, Kittle, Warner, Purdy, you know, Trent Williams there. So CMC coming back healthy. Hopefully he's going to be, you know, back to who he was. But I think with those core guys there, with the schedule we have, solid coming back in with the defense. I think the guy's going to be a little more intense on defense this year. On paper, it looks like we're, you know, it should be a cakewalk, but I also worry sometimes that it could fall into the trap of playing down to the competition, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Well, look, it's the NFL and Kevin Thanks. So sure. And I don't even want to say playing down to the level of competition yet, because I don't really know who the 49ers are. So I'm not going to act like they're just elite and better than all of these other teams automatically. They might not be. And some of these other teams might be surprisingly good. But here's the way I look at the schedule, especially since we spend so much time, when we're talking about this sport, we spend so much time focused on the quarterback. And obviously we do it, and this contract that he signed a couple of weeks ago, all of this stuff. So here's the way I look at it. Do your little quarterback ranking, whatever it is. I don't even care what it is. Just do it. Do it. And throw out a lot of the names who you probably just stuck in your top 12. So let me go through some names just by running down the NFL standings. Josh Allen, Tua, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, I like what I saw from Bo Nix last year, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Look, he makes $60 million. Let's throw Dak Prescott in there. Jared Goff. And then if you want to throw in Baker Mayfield, Matt Stafford, Jordan Love. pretty good list, right?
Yeah.
One of them plays the Niners.
Only one.
Matt Stafford.
Twice.
That's it. You don't have to play any of those guys. None of them. None. You'll see them in the playoffs if you get there. That's it. That is it. There are more teams on this list who I don't even know who their quarterback is going to be when they play the Niners. Who's starting for the Giants?
Well, start with week two, New Orleans.
Who's starting? Who's? They don't know who their quarterback is.
They're going to start their 26-year-old rookie.
Right.
Shuck.
Oh, I stand corrected. Baker Mayfield is on the schedule as well.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield is also on the schedule. But you've got Michael Penix on here, and I like him, but that's a kid. That's a pup. I don't know who the Giants are going to start. You mentioned the Saints. Is Carolina going with Bryce again? Maybe. Cleveland, 87 quarterbacks battling for one spot. I don't know. That's a reality show. The number one pick in the draft is probably going to quarterback a game here in San Francisco. Who's Indy's quarterback? I have no idea. And the only news...
You got C.J. Stroud on the schedule.
C.J. Stroud is on the schedule, yes. I left him off that list. I probably shouldn't have. I don't know, man. I thought he was a little disappointing last year, to be
Agreed.
Honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he was my fantasy quarterback, so I had eyes on him a lot. He started out the year really good, and by week seven or so, it's like, I can't start you anymore.
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. Yeah. He's a good player, but I thought his sophomore year was a little disappointing.
Agreed. But you run through it and you've got Kyler Murray week 11, followed by Carolina. You mentioned it before. Cleveland in week 13. Who are they going to go with at quarterback?
Right. You get Trevor Lawrence is on your schedule.
Yep.
Caleb Williams is on your schedule. You got a couple Sam Darnolds, a couple Kyler Murrays, a couple of Matt Staffords.
You end it with Tennessee, Indy, Chicago, and Seattle.
Right.
That's your final four.
With three of them being here.
Right.
Your only road trip is to a dome in Indianapolis, so Brock Purdy's hands are going to be all dry in December this year.
And Sam Darnold of that final four is far and away the best quarterback you're going to face.
Probably.
In your last four games.
I think Caleb Williams is a talent, but yeah, probably.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
You know, we'll see what kind of year he has. Now that he's come out, Caleb, and said, oh, I always wanted to go to Chicago all along. Forget that book that just came out about me trying to do everything I could to not go to Chicago. No, I like it here.
I don't know when people's families are going to stop talking. It's the craziest thing to me. Especially, right, we're in the middle of these NBA playoffs where Tyrese Halliburton's dad's not even allowed to go to the games anymore.
Well, he is now.
Oh, did they let him back
in?
Oh,
yeah, he was up in the suite last night watching his son go off.
Up in the suite?
I believe so.
He's not allowed under the basket anymore.
Probably not. I mean, because I'm sure he'd be...
Specifically was allowed to attend only in the suite.
Only in the suite. Okay, got it. Good for him.
Well...
Way to go, Mr. Halliburton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.